The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Into God's presence, and we know that our lives will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord, the favor of the Lord in this year of all-round success shall be yours in Jesus' name. This month has been declared by God as our month of all-round rest and rejoicing. Our month of all-round rest and rejoicing. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. I said that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. And we are taking that from the book of Matthew chapter 11, from verse 28 all through to 29. Matthew chapter 11, from verse 28 all through to verse 29. The Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So God is telling us that in this month is going to do something for us that nobody else can do for us. No man can give rest. Nothing can give rest except God. And this month, God will give you rest of mind. I say God will give you rest of mind. I say God will give you rest of mind in the name of Jesus. I'll be speaking briefly this morning on a message titled Thanksgiving for All-Round Rest. Thanksgiving for All-Round Rest. Life is about... Now, let me start by saying this very clearly. We are all of equal destiny. There is nobody born... I'm born with clothes on from heaven, or with silver spoon, or with microphone from heaven, or with blue attire from heaven, or with white attire from heaven. So we are all of equal destiny. It is the responsibility you take in life that places you in your class in life. The responsibility you take in life is what places you in the class you will end up in life. And one of the major things that changes lives is thanksgiving. What is thanksgiving? What is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is an attitude of appreciation and gratitude to God for something He has done. Attitude of appreciation and gratitude to God for something He has done. And thanksgiving remains a major secret of rest. According to this scripture, Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come unto me." Come unto me to do what? Come unto me to thank me. Come unto me to do what? Come unto me to appreciate me. Come unto me to do what? Come unto me to return the glory back to me for what I have done for you. I believe one of the major things that brings about rest in the life of a Christian is thanksgiving. No wonder the Bible says in Psalms 100 verse 4, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him." That is, if I tell somebody now, I say, "Wale, come to my house." Now, God is saying here, when you come to my house, enter my gates with thanksgiving. Enter into my yard with praise. Make sure that as you are coming unto me, you are not coming grumbling or you are coming murmuring. Come into my presence with thanksgiving. In Psalms 92 verse 1, he said it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It means if we don't give thanks, it is a bad thing. It is a good thing to thank him. In other words, it is a bad thing not to thank him. May you not do something bad before your God in Jesus' name. And in Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Verse 2, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefit." Verse 3, "For who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? That will be your testimony this time. Remember not to forget your God. Especially in a day like this where families are thanking God. Especially in a day like this where husband, wife, and children are thinking backward positively. Because one can also think backward negatively of the disappointment of the past. No. They are thinking backward positively and counting their blessings. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you, what the Lord. That my daughter came out and said, I want to thank God. This time last year, my husband and I got married. It was like yesterday. Thanking God for the journey of 1 year. You see, if you thank God for small journeys, you will be able to make greater journeys. Maybe you are here this morning. You are just like, Father, I just thank you for Johnny Messi alone. I'm like an Ajala person. Ajala travel all over the world. Ajala travel. Ajala. Maybe that's your own testimony. Maybe you are here this morning to thank God for the blessings. Ire, morire, 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 bao, o she mi lo re. O more, I am very grateful. I am very grateful. Very grateful. Ah, hey, hey. Maybe you are here this morning and you are not even a Yoruba person. You are not an Awula, maybe you are an Igbo person. And then you just came to thank God. You came to appreciate Him. And your heart is full of gratitude for the benefits. Yahweh, Yahweh, eh, Yahweh, 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 Makuwe.
Eh, Yahweh,
Yahweh, Yahweh, Makuwe. Yahweh, 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 Makuwe.
Yahweh, 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 Yahweh,
Jesus, Makuwe. Jesus, Makuwe. Jesus, na you derelo. Jesus, na you derelo. So, our blessings are different. As our faces are different, that is how our miracles are different. Maybe you are here this morning, you have fought so many battles. Battles of all kinds. All kinds of forces are against you. In the dream of the night, they appear. Or when you are on Okada, they appear on your Okada like they appear on your Okada with you. Like the third man, like the fourth man in the fire. They appear anywhere. Inside kitchen, they appear. Maybe you are here this morning, you are just thanking God. One day, as you step out of the bathroom, you just slipped. Gwah! You just met yourself on the floor. Gwah! And then there was some little pain, but you got up. You are like that, yes. You just felt a big pain. Gwah! With your weight on the floor. And then the thing sent pain to your brain. You say, yeah, shake it, shake it, say it, love I. But you are here. Hallelujah. Or maybe you are here this morning. Your benefit is that you pushed out something this year. You carried weight. You carried something. Something inhabited your body for 9 months. And one day you started feeling one kind. Your body was feeling cramp. And you tell my husband, I'm feeling somehow. And then you yourself pack your bag. And they baggage you to the hospital. By By the time you got to the hospital, the doctors were there. There was no strike. The nurses were there. There was no strike. The bed was available. You know, there are some hospitals you get, they say there's no bed available. There was bed available on that point. And like an Hebrew woman, you just say, hey, way, way, way. These are diverse benefits. Maybe you are here also this morning. Your benefit is that miraculously, you got a job this year. You just went there like a miracle. It wasn't really an interview. Somehow, you just got a miracle job. Just landed in your hands this year. Guam. It was not in your picture in January. In fact, you never came across that organization when you were saying Happy New Year this year. But now you are there bereketatiously. You are heavy there. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. God has been good. In a minute, can you lift up your right hand and say, Father, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for what you have done for me so far in this year of all-round success. And let's go further this morning. I have a personal belief that God keeps records. This is very clear in the book of Luke 17 from verse 12 to 19. Luke 17 from verse 12 to 19. Some lepers were healed. The Bible says, and as he turned, he entered into a certain village. There met him there 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Like many of us did in the course of the year. Fasting, praying, night vigil, this and that. Father, help me. Let me end this year well, this and that. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the pastor, the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. That is, they were healed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned back. There were 10 of them. But only one remembered that I did not sustain myself. I did not heal myself. I wasn't the one paying my children's school fees. God was the one helping me to pay. I wasn't the one writing this exam and coming back, coming out. Some exams you have even written in this last session. It was like it was a show-off F exam. But you could not explain how the grade was changed. How God himself turned it around. You open your mouth when you saw your grade. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice and glorified God. Now let's go further to see what Jesus said. And fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. He fell down at the face of Jesus. He humbled himself. He humbled himself before our Lord. And he was a Samaritan. Let's go on now. And Jesus answering and said, what's going on here? That's in my own words. What is really, really going on here? I know the number of people I blessed. I know the number of families I transformed their lives. How come? And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the others? And they were not found. They could not be found. To give glory to God, save only this one stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. May you not be among the 9 ungrateful in the name of Jesus. One of the major end time crises and problem is ungratitude. Is more terrible than witchcraft. Because witchcraft is about human being. Ingratitude, it causes problem from God himself. Because God does not like ungrateful people. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10 say, neither ye murmur as some murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. So murmuring ingratitude is a call for destruction. But you will never be destroyed in Jesus' name. I say you will never be destroyed in Jesus' name. You will never be destroyed in Jesus' name. Now listen to me this morning, friends. There is a connection between thanksgiving and all round rest. There's a connection between your level of thanksgiving and your rest. The quicker you thank God, the faster you enter into rest. What is the connection between thanksgiving and all round rest? Number one connection between thanksgiving and all round rest is that thanksgiving satisfies God, so he releases you into rest. Thanksgiving satisfies God, and because he is satisfied, he releases you into your rest. Somebody is here today. God is going to release you into rest. God is going to give you rest in all areas. There will be no more apprehension over your life. There will be no more concern over your life from parents or from anybody else. Number two, connection between thanksgiving and all-round rest is that thanksgiving is a medium for fighting your battles. In 1 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 1, from 1 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 1, there's a very interesting story there. The Bible says, 2 Chronicles, beg your pardon. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Chronicles 20, I'll be reading from verse 1. The Bible says, it came to pass that some nations came against Jehoshaphat and his people. And it came to pass after these things, the children of Israel, the children of Moab, Ammon, and the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, they are coming a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be of Hezin Toma, which is of Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast throughout Judah. Let me stop there. We'll move on from there. There were nations, the Ammonites, the Moabites, and people from Mount Seir. They came against one nation. They didn't know what to do. I'm showing you the connection between thanksgiving and rest, because the second point I'm giving you now is that thanksgiving is a medium for fighting battles. Anytime you want to fight a battle, the instrument of prayer is good, but the instrument of thanksgiving is a deadly weapon. The Bible says Jehoshaphat went to seek the Lord in fast, just like we're in a fast now. For 3 days. Every first 3 days of the month, we're in a fast. And if you are not in a fast with us, God will have mercy on you. Amen. And he went to the Lord. What do I do? God said, don't worry yourself. God bless you. Just follow me as I'm reading the story. Just follow me like that. What do I do? God said, don't worry yourself. Don't bother yourself. I'm the one that will fight for you in this battle. I know you know what to do. Don't give yourself too much headache. Don't give yourself too much wahala. All you need to do is to do what you know how to do, which is to praise me. And the Bible says, he gathered singers. When you want to fight a battle, is the next thing to do to gather singers? Eh? Yes or no? When you want to fight a battle, in verse 17, the Bible says, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself and stand ye. If you read your Bible very well, there was no time that God said, begin to thank me or begin to dance. There was no time that God said, oh yeah, begin to dance before me. No. God only said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not. Someone say, fear not. Be not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. That was all that God said. It's like coming to church here. And you say, sir, there's a battle. Ah, there's a problem. They are chasing me. And I say, don't worry. Just go back home and do what you normally do. That was what God said. Just don't bother yourself. Don't fear. Go back home and do what you know how to do most. And the Bible says that in verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping him. And in verse 19, the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Kohathites stood up to praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice on high. Now in verse 20, and they arose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and in ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophet, and you shall prosper." That is, what I want to tell you now is, it looks senseless. What I'm about to reveal to you now doesn't make sense. Believe in God, he will establish you. But if you believe in me, his prophet sent to you. What I want to tell you now, believe it, you will prosper. That's what he was saying there. And in verse 21, and he consulted with the people. He appointed singers. Normally, the next thing you should do is to ask for GPMG guns, submachine guns, arrows and pierce, bombs. But he said, believe God and believe what I'm telling you. Then he consulted with them. Do you have singers? Do you have people that can play sax? Is Paul there? Is people that can sing? Is Motun's there? Bring her. People that can play keyboard, are they there? Bring them to me. And the Bible says, and he appointed singers of the Lord, and they should praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they went before the army, and to say, praise ye the Lord, for the mercy endureth forever. Next time. And when they began to sing, until you begin to sing, you continue to sing. Until you begin to sing, you continue in your sing. That's why many are just murmuring, complaining, moving from place to place. It's not working here, I go here. It's not working here, I go here. It's not working here. You don't need that. Plug into thanksgiving and you have permanently entered into rest. Just put your socket in. I mean, this fan that is working here now, if it's not plugged inside the socket, it's like a statue. It's like a statue. It has no value. Life is of no value until the sickle of thanksgiving is plugged, whereby you don't see anything that God has not done right for you. You have job, thank God. You don't have job, thank God. The children came, thank God. You get to a point, you say, Father, even if you don't give me a child, you are still God for me. That's God. That's how to deal with God. Even if you refuse to give me a child, I will never leave you. Even though you slay me, or you delay me, I will never let go. I will never let go. Even though you slay me, or you still delay me, I will never let go. I will never let go. That is, if no matter what you do with my life, I will never leave you. May you not be a kind of person that with small challenges you leave God alone. I say, may you not be that kind of person. May you not be that kind of person. May you not be that kind of person. Can we go back to that Second Chronicles as I tidy that up quickly? And the Bible says in verse 23, let's start from verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which came against Judah, and they were smitten. Immediately they entered into thanksgiving. God dispatched his forces, and these people faced themselves. Ammonites, Moabites, and people from Mount Seir. And they began to destroy themselves. And they killed themselves. The last two of them. They killed themselves. When it remained two, they faced each other. And then they put sword on each other's neck. Put your hand in my neck. And then They say, oh yeah, pierce me, I pierce you. Oh yeah. And they killed themselves to the extent that nobody was in existence again. All of them killed and slaughtered because of what we are doing this morning, Thanksgiving. Battle is very cheap for thanksgivers. Battle is prolonged for complainers. Oh God, nonsense. Nonsense. A whole MSC holder like me. Nonsense. I'm even tired of this nonsense. Despite all I've been doing in the house of God, I'm in sanctuary. I'm also in the choir. Even sometimes I run outside to do security. What else do you want me to do? Do you want me to enter the toilet? Oh God, I'm tired. God said, continue your crying. You can't get God like that. If your desire is to get rest, appreciate him more than you can imagine, then you are ready for rest. Number three, connection between thanksgiving and rest. Thanksgiving brings family rest. Thanksgiving is the medium for bringing your family into rest. There are some families, father, mother, children, everybody is facing the same place. Okay, what have we achieved this year now? We started this year in the return of America, and we are closing this year in the return of America. Okay, what is it that God has done for us now? And then because of this, God is angered. Please, don't live as if today is the only time you will live. Hello? Don't live as if today is the ultimate. Today is not the ultimate. Tomorrow is the ultimate. You might be a beggar today, but you might be a supplier tomorrow. You might be a janitor today, that's a cleaner, and you might be a general manager tomorrow. Don't live your life as if it doesn't work now, it cannot work. Turn to your neighbor and say, it will work. It will work. Because I'm a thanksgiver, it will work for me. Every family represented here today, let the appreciation of God be paramount in your family. That's why we say everybody should have a family altar. Everyone here, let your family, let the praise of God be oozing out of your house. I've told you the story many times when my wife and I first, when we just got married and we had challenge of delay of children. For a little bit of time, we will thank God to the extent that we became a concern for the neighbors. So we will lock our window. We will lock all the louvers glasses in the house so that we don't disturb all the other flats. Two of us, just two. Nothing like pregnancy. Nothing. Just glorifying God, dancing, worshiping. They will say, hey, your noise is too much. You people what is it? Because they will be checking. Ah, this woman is on. Why are these people thanking God? We can't see anything in their life. Very soon they will see something in your life. Amen. Very soon, people that are asking that what is special about you, they will soon see what is special about you. Amen. They will soon see what is special about you. Amen. Their mockery is your making. Let them mock you. Let them say they can even run their mouth. It doesn't matter. I can see the light at the end of your tunnel. I see light at the end of your tunnel. I see something good coming for you. Number four. What is the connection between Thanksgiving and rest? Thanksgiving brings financial rest. Every complainer is a broke person. If you want to know how the easiest way to be broke in this life, because the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 18:21 says the power of life and death is where? Is in the tongue. So if you complain about your finances, that's all. Oh God, This business is a dead business. God said, okay, what else do you want me to do now? Nobody prospers in this in Nigeria. Nobody can make it here. Immediately you utter such statement, you have killed your business. Can I give you an advice? Guide your tongue. Many have killed their careers. I heard the story of a guy who complained and said, this company is rubbish. Nonsense company. I don't even know what kind of company. And he got to work the following morning and they gave him sack letter. Okay, when you complain before that the company is not good, you were sending angels to go and inspire the human resources to fire you. And they did what you did. They did what you said you wanted them to do. Every thanksgiver is robust. 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 Not robust in terms of weight. Robust in terms, you are robust pocketically. Every thanksgiver is robust pocketically. Friends, wake up. Let your voice be lifted to him. Let your voice be lifted in appreciation. As from today, no more murmuring shall be heard in your mouth. No more murmuring shall come from your house. No more murmuring shall come from your house. No more murmuring shall come from your family. I need to tidy this up this morning. If your desire is financial rest, thanksgiving is a major requirement. If your desire is financial rest, thanksgiving is a major requirement. Some time ago, maybe about 7 years ago, I went to a very big company in Lagos, Elizade Toyota. How many of us have heard about it? I was surprised. Massive company like that, they were doing fellowship, they were doing cell fellowship in Elizade. They were thanking God, clapping. This is a company that when they want to ship in cars at once, they can ship in like cars of 5 billion at once. They can ship in like Prado Jeep, 1,000 copies, 1,000 cars. Camry, 2,000 cars. Now, somebody is selling car and he has only one car. You can get to that level and exceed it if the sequel of thanksgiving is added to your company. It's not only certificate that makes people to prosper. It's not only connection that makes people to prosper. Many are certificated, but they are not educated. The work of university and polytechnic is to make you to read and write. This one we are doing now is the real education, which makes you to know what kills your business and what uplifts your business. I've never seen a business where all they do from morning to night is nonsense. This business is nonsense. And then the business prospers. Impossible. 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 Do you know why? Anywhere there is continuous murmuring, devil sits down there. And he has an executive chair. And he cross leg inside the house. Saying, Joe, let me be. You try. The person that will send me out of this place is because they are feeding me in this house. And then you pass. You turn to your wife. What do you have in the house? The wife said, what did you provide? You this nonsense man. Jaga jaga shios person. Eh? What? You want snail, Abby? Snail, you call. Snail in it. They will say, yeah. I'm being fed here very well. And then he's becoming more robust. He even calls his friends. Oh boy, plenty food day in this house. And then they are playing IU. That will never be your portion. Devil playing IU in your house. May our prayer for you not be a waste. Oh. I said, may it not be a waste. If your pastor pray for you from now till tomorrow and you are still not grateful, it's a waste. But when you check the devil out, leave the chair there. When you check the devil out, you come back home. And then your wife says, what's wrong? Says, God is good. I'm just happy. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus.
I belong to my God.
Then God comes and stands. This is very strange. And your children comes. They say, Daddy, we want to buy shoe. Before you say, in your life, if you ask me for shoe again. In your life, if you ask me for shoe again. But now, they said, Daddy, we want shoe. Say, don't worry. God will provide. Just give me some little time. I can see resources coming. Can you hear your blessings coming?
I see it coming.
Can you see your blessings coming?
I see it coming.
Oh, you're taking now.
I take it now.
Oh, you're taking now.
I take it now.
Oh, you're taking now.
I take it now.
Oh, you're taking, take it.
Oh,
you're taking now.
Oh,
you're taking now. Oh, you're taking now. Take it now. By the time you say that, God does like this. About to see that, but he's not so sure. And then your wife too begins to change. I say, oh, I think, like you have said, things will be very all right. And she comes to give you a good peck, which she has not given you in a long time. Before, if you do your mouth like this, you say, if I give you... Then there is a peck of love. And God says, hey, it will be the man like Lily. And then we cross leg like this. Then thanks is oozing. Then God begins to invite his friends. Favor, oh, you are coming. Fruitfulness, coming. Give them twins. New car. Which kind of car do you say you want here? Girl, no? Which one do you say you want here? Oh, you are saying, oh, yes, up here. Then, say, oh, yeah, new car, come. While you are still dancing for car, visa arrive. While you are still thanking God for visa. No, there's a family that just traveled from here recently. They were sharing their testimony with me. It is mind dazzling. Mind blowing. They were on the queue, number 200 and something or so. 263. And somebody walked to the queue and took them from number 263 to number 2 on the queue. At the American Embassy. That was the day they went there. Immediately they were about to enter. They said in their heart, God of Impact, I'll show yourself here. Show yourself here. Pray, trusted God. We had prayers together all through. And they went in. And the Almighty himself. Almighty, you know. Early in the morning like that, most of those visa interviewers, they came with determination and brutality to brutalize Nigerians. Number 2 was given visa. The one before them rejected. After them, all of them like that rejected it. From today, nobody will reject you. From today, nobody will reject you. You can imagine, you are still in Nigeria, you are looking fine like this. What about if you go and spend 3 months in America? Your beauty will come out. Your beauty will come out. This one, you are still entering sun. They are still complaining that you are looking somehow. If you spend 3 weeks in New York, your skin will yoke like your skin, the thing will look. This can only come if every time you are oozing out thanksgiving. Every time you are oozing out thanksgiving. Every time your heart is grateful. There's a general saying, they say, if you are not grateful, you are a great fool. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to draw, I might not be able to finish this message today, but I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that if your desire is rest, thanksgiving is a crucial requirement. My prayer for every family represented here today is that the presence of God will not be lacking in your family till forever. Amen. If a visitor enters your house, they will see that God is there. Amen. Can there be hunger in the house where God stays? Can resources finish in a house where God lives? Can the children be gathering airline like they are gathering poo-poo? Impossible. They cannot be gathering airline. The reason why is because God himself is inside that house. From today, in your house, God will have a permanent residency there. I say in your house, God will have a permanent residency there. Wives, don't let complaining ooze out of your mouth again. Husbands, don't let murmuring be your best friend again. Let excitement ooze in your house. Let your environment be filled with the spirit of joy. Let everybody want to come to your environment. Not that they end, people enter your house, they even use their body to touch your car. Say, don't touch my car. Don't let your body touch my car. As if that is the car you want to use, Jesus will come. By the time you use a car, naturally, as a man, you use a car for 5 to 7 years, you want to change it. By the time you use a car for 7 years, you are tired of that car. So relax. Better days are coming. I say better days are coming. And they are here now. I said they are here now. I said they are here now. Thanking God without returning your life to Jesus is like a waste. You know, when you are dancing and thanking God and you have not asked God for forgiveness of sins and rededicated your life, it's like you went yourself to report yourself to God. You went to God and said, God, I'm here to tell you that this is what I did yesterday. I want you to be wise this morning. What do I mean? The prodigal son, one day he just thought in his heart, how can I continue like this? There must be a change.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.